ABC News.
Thanmaya Navada with the top stories. People have been seen fleeing Lebanon's capital on foot and by car after Israel launched retaliatory strikes against Hezbollah targets. The Israeli military issued a warning ordering residents of dozens of villages in southern and eastern Lebanon to evacuate ahead of the strikes. They came after Hezbollah launched missiles and drones towards Israel in response to the killing of Iran's supreme leader. Lebanese government officials had urged the Iran-backed group not to enter the conflict, but Hezbollah claims its strikes are a legitimate act of self-defense. Meanwhile, at home, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has reiterated Australia's concerns about an escalation in the conflict. The federal government says there are around 115,000 Australians in the region, including more than 100 Defence Force personnel. Australians in Iran, Israel, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates are being urged to register with DFAT. And a heavy rainfall, which has caused flash flooding in northern parts of Victoria, is now moving into the state's northeast. The State Emergency Service has responded to hundreds of calls for help over the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, in the NT, Alice Springs residents are being urged to move to higher ground, with major flooding expected along the Todd River. And for more news at any time, you can follow the ABC Top Stories podcast.